So let's do our next meditation. This is a meditation which comes from the Theravada Buddhist tradition, and it's a recommended meditation for the time near death. It's simple. It will only be 2 minutes or 5 minutes, very short. But it's taught that the state of consciousness, the state of the heart at the time of death, is very important in determining the adventures that follow. Now, you don't have to believe in that stuff. It's true, but you don't have to believe it. Right? But the other thing to understand is that we die all the time. Every morning we wake up and we're reborn. Every time we meet a new person, we're reborn. So it's always a death and rebirth. So this is a meditation of preparing oneself for death in a certain way. Let your eyes close. And it's said to create a skillful state of consciousness is very helpful in this preparation. So first again, come back to your breath. Just center yourself. And now as you feel your breathing, letting it be natural, get a sense of your mortality, that this breath which sustains your life, you could live another 50 years, or 20, or 1, or one more day, you don't know. But someday this breath will stop, and the heart will stop, and that will be it for this body. It's really true. Stand on your death. And from knowing this, one wonders, how then shall I live? Now the meditation at this point, as you sit and feel that reality of death someday, is to look back over your life and bring to mind, remember or picture or sense in some way, two good deeds of your life that you have done, two things that were good that you did in your life. Notice what state of consciousness comes as you do that, also how it affects the heart and mind to see those deeds. Mother Teresa says, we cannot do great things in life. We can only do small things with great love. And that the things that matter when you look back, you may have lots on your resume, were picking the flowers for someone, or giving the parking space, or being there when someone was dying, or putting your life and your energy into something that you cared about, even if you didn't know if it was right, but it seemed the right thing to do, whether it was a piece of a political action or some other circumstance with a person in difficulty that you spoke the truth out of caring for them. Very, very simple acts. Can you feel the flavor of that? So that what the Buddha discovered was a way of living and a realization that wasn't complicated and it wasn't someplace else, but it was of a really resting on the ground of this moment and living in that way. In some way, meditation practice is really about intimacy. You know, people say, well, how does spiritual life and relationship fit together? They're the same thing. To meditate properly is to become intimate with your breath and your body, and your heart and feelings. It's to open your senses so that you're intimate with what's here, your life and your death. And that's what brings our fulfillment and our freedom. When I did this, actually, I thought about one client that I work with who was a kind of depressed, middle-aged woman who lived in some town, some distance from where I was, but she wanted to come see me. She'd met me, so forth. And she was really unhappy, and she worked for some kind of bureaucratic office in the government and did nothing, although she'd had a Ivy League education, but she had this great trauma and disappointment in her life where she'd gotten involved and pregnant by this man, and it's this great movement, and then the movement collapsed and the baby was stillborn both at the same time, and that was 20 years before, and she never really recovered from it, and she just thought so terrible of herself. Her self-esteem was down really at the bottom of the scale. And for some reason, this person touched me. I don't know why, this woman, but I just felt connected with her. And she came for 2 years. We worked together. And mostly I just loved her. And she would tell me all these things that she thought bad about herself. And I just couldn't see them. And I would sit there and I would listen and kind of we'd talk about it. But mostly I just loved her. And then finally, after a couple of years, we terminated, and she went and she worked with some woman that was much closer in her area. It was enough driving and so forth. I don't even know if I helped her much. I hope so. But it was just such a privilege to be able to love somebody like that. Really simple.